Welcome to Left On Wed.
Bite-sized tips for people getting hitched. Georgia Fletcher.
Adam Feeney.
In the same room.
How did we get here?
In this part of town.
Do your best impression of me. That was not good. I don't make that noise. Do I actually? Oh my God, that's so embarrassing. Hey.
But I didn't mean to do that.
The thing that we all have in common though, everyone in this room, you and I, is...
What weddings?
Podcast.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
Put that together podcast. And a wedding podcast.
Yeah, little bite-sized tips, baby, every week. We're in your ear holes and we're just telling you about a little topic that we think you might find interesting on your wedding planning. Don't say the word, Adam. Don't say it. I'm going to say it, journey. Sorry.
It's okay. I was going to say also your eyeballs because this is a visual podcast too.
Huge.
That we know and love.
Huge.
Eyeballs, ear holes.
It's on the YouTubes.
Hey, what are we talking about today?
Today's topic is...
Nothing to do with what we were just saying. We're talking about how to feel, validate, and hopefully acknowledge those wedding nerves and find some strategies and solutions to ease them.
100% Georgia. When you are getting married, you are going to be nervous. It's normal. Everyone gets nervous on the wedding day. It's a heightened experience and everything is weird and different.
For both people in the couple as well, I often say to the person that's already at the ceremony, if you're not arriving together, is people are going to come up to you in those first 15 minutes of arriving to the ceremony before the ceremony starts, is they will say, are you excited? Are you nervous? How are you feeling?
Yeah.
Those are the three hot topics of conversation that people like to ask. I like to encourage them to come up with a generic answer to those questions, like, oh, we've done a first look, so I'm feeling great, or I've had a really good sleep, or I've had a really great morning. It's been really nice.
Yeah.
Something very generic, and it won't lead to more questions about how you're feeling if you're not ready to unpack that in those moments.
I always ask, what did you do this morning? How are you feeling? And it's like, they'll be like, oh, I went here and did this. And it just takes the mind off what's actually happening in front of them.
I might even say, did you have a good breakfast?
Ah,
or what did you eat?
I like that.
Did you organize something yummy for yourself?
Yeah. But I think it's... From the very outset of this episode, I just want to make it really clear that it's so normal to be nervous on your wedding day. Everyone gets nervous. I was nervous on my wedding day, and my job is to stand up in front of people at weddings, and I was nervous, and I don't know why.
I think I was more nervous in the lead up to our wedding, and then on the day, I almost had a sense of relief.
Yes.
Where I thought, I can't do anything different than what I've already done. I've planned as much as I can, and however the day is going to be, that's just how it's going to run.
But that's the mindset, I think, that helps with the nerves. And I think it's hard to let go of that on the wedding day when you are the person that knows so much about what's going to happen, when's it meant to happen. You've put all these plans into place and you're nervous about them happening and happening right. So I think that's such a great point. It's like on the day you have to let go. You have to know that you've put the right people in the right places to do the job for you. You're paying people, you're paying professionals to do their job, and quite frankly, everything else is out of your hands. You will enjoy the day more if you just sit back, relax, and
can you
enjoy
give
it.
Me five top tips for easing some nerves in the lead up and on the day?
Like, is this like a power round?
I'm having heart palpitations. I'm going to mark you according to a rubric.
Okay, five hot tips.
Yes.
One.
What can you do?
Get a good night's sleep the night before.
Love.
Go to bed early. Wake up. Have a good breakfast. Eat well. Three, drink lots of water on the day beforehand. It's a marathon, not a sprint. You're going to be there all night. You like that?
You love running.
I'm a marathon runner.
Yes.
I've done one.
Yeah.
And I collapsed.
But you were great.
Literally collapsed in it.
Number four.
Did you like the way that I was talking in between to try and buy myself more time?
Yeah, I can swing in with a couple if you want.
I would absolutely love you to do that,
Georgia.
Here we
go, coming right up, batter up. Number four.
Yes, go.
Surround yourself
with
people that are going to make you feel good.
Yes, perfect.
Do not surround yourself with people who are high stress, high anxiety, and they will amplify the energy in the room.
Mm-hmm.
If you are someone that is shy, reserved, introverted, you need to surround yourself with some calming energy. Or if you are someone that's easily nervous and you need someone with high energy, lots of passion and enthusiasm to kickstart the day, have those people there. They don't have to be in your wedding party. They can be friends, family members. Surround yourself with quality people over the quantity.
Yeah. On that.
Number five.
Yes. Okay. I won't interject. You go.
Number five.
Yes.
I think I've lost it because of you.
So this is Left On
Music.
Yes.
Music.
Ah, yeah. Put some tunes on.
But decide carefully what kind of music that you want.
Love that.
do you need calming music or do you need some 90s absolute hits in there?
Yeah.
There's some great playlists out there. If you jump on the Georgia Fletcher Celebrant on Spotify, I have a wedding morning playlist.
Yeah, love that. I've been into a lot of suites beforehand where the couple are getting married, or one of the couple are getting ready, and there's like a vibe happening. They've got like a sushi platter that they've organized. Yeah, they're playing a little bit of Shania Twain. Everyone's getting down.
You're really painting a picture.
It is a picture that I have painted. Let's it's on go, this wedding wall Picasso. Right here. Wedding Picasso.
Grab that paintbrush. Paint that wedding morning.
I paint
for me.
A story, baby.
Here we go. Once upon a time.
So you walk in the door, right? You're getting married that day. Every plan is in place. It's a moody, muggy, beautiful day. Photographers are like purring in the corner because it's overcast and the lighting is correct. There's a cat in the building. Get out of here, cat! Oh, the cat fell down a stairwell. But don't worry about the cat because you can't change. Oh my God, the cat's coming back. It's a zombie cat. And that was me getting eaten by a cat. See, that wouldn't calm your wedding day nerves.
No, that makes it so much worse.
So let's, when you are getting married.
Someone take the paintbrush.
Don't think about, someone take it off him. He's painting the wrong picture. Georgia, what I'm curious about is, okay, so we've got the vibe, right? You've got the people in place. You've got the music. You've ordered some food the day before, the little croissant platter that's going to arrive. There's a pain de croissant. There's an almond croissant. And there's a plain one. So you've got all these pieces in place and the vibe is right. But what other additional things, can you add anything to that, activities, et cetera, that could be done the morning of to calm those nerves? What do
this
you
also depends on your run sheet and the packages and the people that are arriving throughout your wedding morning, like your hair and makeup artist, your photographer, videographer, and any other vendors that you might be having involved. Now, what you might want to do is be really thoughtful in the gaps that you have before any of that sort of happens. So if your hair and makeup artist is arriving at 8 a.m., maybe we can do a breath work or some meditation. Yeah. I know there's an amazing celebrant called Ali Cooper if you're in Sydney, and she runs incredible breath work classes.
Brilliant.
There's also Marius Georgie who does some Zen Hens Pilates classes.
Really?
She's phenomenal.
Huge.
So there's lots of options. If you also are someone that likes to exercise, move your body, or engage in some breath work, if you think that is something that's going to benefit you.
See, I'm like you mentioned before, I do like to run, just to plug my running one more time. Want to go for a run with me?
Have you done a marathon? Not invited.
I have done one and I collapsed. I hear of a lot of people saying they went for a run the morning of their wedding to, and I know that sounds absolutely nuts to some people, but if that's what calms your nerves and it does mine, because it's like get out of the headspace, half an hour, you just move your legs and just think about that. I think that's a great way to do it as well. So whatever makes you feel good, gets those endorphins released. There's no hard and fast way. If it fits into your time schedule, there's no hard and fast way that you have to do the morning of the wedding. So just add in what you need to do to relax.
So is it my turn to paint a picture?
I would love that. Here's a piece of paper and here is a Sharpie.
A Sharpie?
I paint with Sharpies.
Here's my paintbrush.
Okay,
with the Sharpie attached.
Go.
We're doing some breath work.
Yeah.
We're doing some meditation. We're all in a circle. It's Ali Cooper leading the show because she's phenomenal. I don't know if I've mentioned it, but she's great.
Once or twice.
Ali Cooper, a beautiful, calming presence, and she is wonderful.
Did not pay to be in this episode.
After she has gone, breath work is done. We've had our circle situation with some beautiful meditation and we're feeling calm. We're ready to eat something. I'm a big coffee drinker. I would love a coffee there.
Yep.
After we've eaten, we've had our coffees, hair and makeup artists might arrive and we've got a timetable where we're slotting in, slotting out. We're listening to some beautiful music as well. Fast forward, hair and makeup is done. We're all dressed. We're ready to go. Our photographers kept a really good vibe when they've come in too. They've been really nice, in tune with the energy in the room.
Love that.
Mm. We're on our way to the ceremony. But before the ceremony starts, we wanted to do a first look or a first touch with our partner.
I was going
to
say this. Mm. Yeah, beautiful.
Oh, sorry, you tap in.
No, I love the painting. Okay. It's beautiful.
Okay, thank you.
So quickly, can we just recap what a first look actually is? Because I love a first look. I'm a big advocate of a first look.
Okay, me too.
Yeah.
I think it saves so much time.
100%.
And you never regret it.
No.
I have never come across a couple that have said,
I was exactly going to say that.
I really regret doing a first look. No one says that.
Every couple that I meet who have a first look always look more relaxed during the ceremony.
We should do a whole episode on a first look.
Well, you're about to hear it.
Excellent.
Should we or should we not talk about it right now?
I think maybe let's seize the moment. Let's do a teachable celebrant moment about first looks.
Go.
Pros and cons?
Yep.
No cons. Some people think that they are worried that it's going to take away the moment from when the partner walks down the aisle and they think that shock or surprise or emotional factor is going to be lost. Absolutely not.
Mm-mm.
it's almost more amplified because your nerves are gone and you're actually being way more present in the moment and you're less worried about people who are looking to partner one, looking to partner two and watching the reactions of both when really there's this authentic connection and this comfortability that they've already seen each other. Yeah. And this is just them coming together.
Well, sometimes the guests won't even know that you've done the first look as well. You wouldn't even be obvious. So first look, just to recap, is when both partners are, you know, dressed, ready to go for the wedding, maybe an hour before the ceremony, be guided by your photographer on that, see each other for the first time.
Great way to go to a portrait location that you may not have time to do after the ceremony.
Exactly. So you go there and you can do it several ways. You know, someone faces one way, tap on the shoulder, or you walk around a corner, you see each other for the first time and it's just you, maybe your wedding party, maybe not, and the photographers. And you have that beautiful moment with each other. I did one at my wedding, sobbed, cried, like all hell, ridiculous. And then we still had the moment where Ange, my wife, walked down the aisle, but that was still... We basically got those two moments because, you know, you do that, you do your photos, and then you get separated and I went to the ceremony and waited for half an hour. And then she walked in down the aisle and I found more of a feeling of excitement and euphoria when she walked down the aisle because I'd already seen her. It was more like I was excited for everyone to see her. So
that's
it was
really
like
nice.
We got two sort of reactions from each other, which I thought was really cool.
Now, if you don't want to see each other before the ceremony, I saw a really cool thing a few weeks ago at a wedding where they did a first touch.
Yeah.
Public speaking was not their thing. So what they did was they got their vows, they wrote them out, and they went back to back before the ceremony and did a first touch and shared their private vows before the ceremony. So public speaking and saying their vows in front of everybody was something that was going to make them very nervous. And so to ease that element of the day, they went back to back and shared their vows. And it was the most beautiful element.
Yeah.
I think pre-ceremony.
I think that's really cool and that's saving some time as well. And on this, pro for first look is, and this is one of the bigger reasons why a lot of people like to do it, is time. So you can now have with your partner half an hour to an hour of portraits that you're not missing out on canapé hour, on reception later. Your photographer doesn't need to drag you away because you did a pre-ceremony.
Yes, because stressing about time management can make you nervous as well because people are asking you, do you have time for that? Where are you going after the ceremony? What are you doing? It's all about what's next. 100%. But what we need to focus and draw upon is what's happening right now.
Exactly. Ooh, be in the moment.
Be in the moment,
breathe.
Be present.
Yeah, you can do your vows before the ceremony, after the ceremony. You don't have to do them in the middle of the ceremony in front of all your guests if that's something that makes you nervous. It's going to be amplified during that moment as well.
Absolutely. And just on vows and ways to ease your nerves,
huge.
There is an amazing episode on the Make It Epic Wedding podcast that Adam and I were lucky enough to be a part of with Matt and Tim who run the Make It Epic Wedding podcast. And there's a great vow guide.
Yep.
That has been released, and if you would like a copy, you can slide into our DMs and we will send you a copy.
The four of us wrote this vow guide together. I think it's like over 50 pages of help and tips and stuff on vows. So
yes, and all the different ways to write and present your vows that could help with your wedding day nerves.
Huge. Okay, so on this sort of point, okay, vows don't have to go on the ceremony if you don't want to. And on that, skipping to the reception, speech, same sort of thing. If you don't like public speaking, you don't have to make a speech. Or if one of the couple hates it and one likes it, then maybe you stand up together and person A does all the speaking and person B doesn't need to speak.
As long as you write it, that's all that matters.
Yes, you can write it together and then it can be like, let's say it's Ange and I and Ange doesn't like public speaking, but I do. We could write the speech together and I could do the speech and she could stand there with me together and we could do it. But Ange does love public speaking and we did it together. At
and also you love public speaking?
Oh, yeah.
Who would have known?
Who would have known?
What?
But any of those elements during the day that you don't really vibe with and you think that might make you nervous, for example, the first dance as well, they can be rethought of because I think the planning of it really helps to ease your nerves on the day. So it's like, we don't like public speaking, so we've done private vows during our first look. My partner is going to be doing the speech, but I'll write it with him. And we've opted to do just 30 seconds of our first dance, and then we're going to invite up our parents to join us just to sort of crowd the dance for a little bit. So there's ways that you can sort of change and manage it to make your nerves a little bit more eased on the day. So sort of pick and choose the bits you like.
And I wonder if a traditional aspect and those elements of a wedding day can also bring on those nerves too. So knowing that your wedding your way, we're going to do a whole episode on how to personalize your wedding so that those traditional aspects aren't things that are daunting on you and worrying you that you have to do them. And if it's not something that you want to, it's okay. Your wedding, your way.
Georgia, what did you do to calm your nerves before talking to me today?
I had a coffee and I listened to a podcast.
Yes.
And I also talked to you.
On the phone on the way here.
I said, let's get all our socializing out of the way so that we can focus.
I don't know if that was nerves. I think that was just us wanting to talk too much.
Yes. I had lots of tabs open in my brain that I needed to close one at a time. So that definitely helped. What helped you?
What I do, well, I wasn't nervous today because I love everyone in this room so much. It doesn't make me nervous. But what I do, I said do. What I do on the way to a wedding, if it's just me, I'll put on some of my favorite music and I will sing it out. Right? At the top of my lungs, just me singing. It sort of gets me out of my head and I'm just being a little bit silly. And I think that, as weird as it sounds, calms my nerves.
And then on the way home, we listen to true crime.
And on the way home, I listen. Oh my God. I listened to this. Oh my God. This cannibal podcast recently and I can't eat meat anymore.
This is awful.
I can't eat meat.
Cut this out.
I'm having a vegetarian
crisis.
We're
wrapping it up now because this is not for vent. Hey, thanks for listening.
We really appreciate you. And if you want to hear and see more, follow us on the socials. We are at Left On Wed Podcast on TikTok, on YouTube. There are full video episodes and on Instagram.
There sure are. If you've got questions, you've got comments, ideas for topics, slide on into the DMs. But you can also inquire about our celebrant services by finding Adam on Instagram and TikTok at Married by Adam.
That's me.
You can find me at Georgia Fletcher Celebrant.
And if you are itching to tell people about this, please do. But you can leave us a review on whatever platform you listen on. Tell people how much you love it. 5 stars only.
Thank you. That's all we will accept. We'll see you next time.
Left on Wed is recorded on the lands of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We pay respects to the elders past and present.
We, Adam and Georgia, acknowledge our First Nations people's continuous connection to culture and the importance of storytelling.